This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, as it is, you know, we do the recap. We do the recap of the week last week, but today it's probably going to be today and the past weekend. But joining me again from thetruthaboutguns.com is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, comrade. I'm sorry, I was so busy watching the proceedings of this Democratic Socialists of America convention all weekend.
You know, I really don't understand. I don't understand why it's such a big deal to impose any new laws on us, because we're all going to incinerate in 12 years anyway. I mean, right?
12 years? The last I heard was 14 months. They keep changing the timeline for global climate annihilation. I can't keep up. But the last one, I'm sure I heard something like 14 months.
Okay.
I guess it depends on how much time they need to generate.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
But yes, no, I did not really watch much of those idiots in Atlanta. Unfortunately, I was consumed by all the other horrible news that was going on in El Paso and Dayton, like so many other people.
I want to ask you a question about this, though, okay? Because, you know, I did a few numbers. I looked up a few things. I saw a couple things printed here and there. And since, do you know how many murders have occurred in Chicago since 1955?
Oh, I couldn't even hazard a guess.
39,981.
Goodness.
Since 1955. The height was at, not with the original Daley, but with Daley Jr. He had he was the high water mark for homicides during his time as mayor. Now, he may have been mayor longer. Maybe that's what, I don't know what drove it. Emmanuel had, I think, 4,400 under him while he was mayor. And, you know, what happened, as bad as it was in El Paso, and what happened as bad as it was in Ohio, and what happened as bad as it was in Gilroy, was not a good month in Chicago.
No. If you pay attention to what happens there, there's a great website that tracks it called heyjackass.com.
That's where I got it.
it's a wonderful resource for what's going on in Chicago. But, yeah, if you check in there pretty much every Monday, you'll see what's happened the previous weekend. And there's a Dayton or an El Paso that happens there every weekend. We're talking 40, 50 people shot.
Yep.
10, 15 people die every weekend. It happens in, you know, a dozen locations around the city or more. So it's lots of little things, and it happens among people, you know, among and between criminals or even worse, sometimes between criminals and innocent bystanders that happen to get in the way. So it doesn't make big news like somebody walking into a Walmart or outside of a bar, which many more people can relate to, and that's why it tends to elicit a lot more shock and anger.
Let me ask you a question. In Ohio, Are bars gun-free zones?
I don't know the laws there. I know it varies from state to state. In Missouri, where I used to be, you could be armed there as long as you weren't intoxicated. In Texas here, we have something called 51% signs, and that's up. It's a felony if you're there, so no, they are gun-free here. I don't know what the situation is in Ohio, but I'm not even sure if he actually entered the bar, though. I think my understanding of what happened, he shot from outside the bar, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Well, if it was a gun-free zone, nobody in there would be armed, though. That was my question.
Certainly, certainly. Yeah. And I'm sure that was most likely the case.
Now, that guy, he killed his sister, right?
Yeah, and I don't know. My understanding is he drove there with his sister, and I don't know if he shot her as soon as he got out of the car, or if he waited till she was in the crowd. Again, a lot of these details have not come out yet. There seems to be something else going on there besides just a random shooting a la Gilroy or El Paso. Seems to be a very strange situation with that specimen.
It'll be, the El Paso kid, it'll be interesting to see what comes out of him. Apparently, he was sort of hell-bent on evil, wasn't he?
He certainly seemed to be. Like the Gilroy shooter and like the New Zealand shooter, he took the time to pen a manifesto explaining what it is he hates in the world. He didn't like immigration. He's worried that people are going to ruin the environment. He hated, I think, capitalism as well. He's very much along the lines of New Zealand shooter.
Sounds like a Bernie bro.
I don't know if there's any particular candidate that he supported or not, but
Hodgkinson, he was a Bernie bro. I mean, these Bernie bros seem to be pretty violent hombres here.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so.
It's true. Hodgkinson, who shot up the congressional baseball practice, was definitely a Bernie supporter and made sure that those were, in fact, the Republicans. He threw her out there before he opened fire.
He asked my congressman if they were all Republicans because he had to go somewhere. Duncan had to go somewhere, so.
Yeah. And that's part of what's getting so nauseating about these things, too, is the effort to pigeonhole these people after the fact. I mean, you've got in El Paso, you've got this guy who was anti-immigration, pro-environment, anti-capitalism. And then so of course, that makes him a Republican, conservative, white supremacist. And then in Dayton, you've got I think he was a Warren supporting, he was apparently everything his social media trail was very part of the left. So you don't hear nearly as much about him. And so of course he's pigeonholed as a Democrat and much, much more of that goes down the memory hole. Ultimately, it just doesn't matter. These people are insane, broken people who kill for whatever reason. I think they gin up reasons to justify what they do based on real or imagined slights, deficiencies, grievances, and it's kind of like hate crimes. You know, if you hate a person because they cheated you out of some money and you shoot them and kill them, that's murder. If you hate a person and you shoot them and kill them because they're black, that's a hate crime. Either way, you committed a crime, you committed murder, and that person's dead. I don't care what the motivation is. It's the same thing. We've got laws against these things. And pigeonholing people by perceived motivations and stereotypes and all that, it seems like a huge waste of time and energy.
Yes, it does. But when you were talking about the guy in El Paso, Obama, during his time as president, he deported 800,000 people. He sounds like an Obama supporter to me.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
We'll see. Anyway, we'll be right back with the recap from The Truth About Guns with Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load. We'll
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. So, do we want to, what other angles does the 800-pound gorilla come in that you've seen?
Well, there is, of course, the claims that this was these were the 250th and 51st mass shootings in the United States this year.
Ah, yeah.
Which were just pure insanity, and has been shot down, no pun intended, left and right. It's just crazy. You know, Slate quoted that number and a number of other anti-gun outlets, but it's just the idea that we've had 200. We haven't had 251 days in this in the year so far. But supposedly we've had 251 mass shootings. That's crazy. But of course, the president addressed the nation this morning, he condemned the violence, of course. He condemned white supremacy, and then he laid out a few things that he thinks that we need to do. He says we need to work with social media companies to detect mass shooters before they strike. We need to stop the glorification of violence, including gruesome video games. He said we need to reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals, give them the treatment, and when necessary, use involuntary confinement. We need to enact red flag laws with due process, he says, and apply the death penalty when and where applicable. Of course, the thing most of interest to the firearms community is the red flag law.
I'd like to know what he means by the with the rapid due process, as you put it, the fast.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's the biggest objection that most people who care about gun rights have to these laws around the country, is that they lack almost any kind of due process. First, notice that a target of a red flag or gun violence restraining order something is happening is when they get a knock on their door and it's a police officer asking to take his guns. And then within 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever the local law may be, he then has an opportunity to appear in court and argue why he's not a danger to himself or others and should have his property returned to him. So it's, of course, nice that the president mouth the term due process, but the devil is always in the details. It's not even clear whether he meant a federal red flag law or whether he's just advocating creation of these in the various states.
Well, now Lindsey Graham is trying to get out there. He and Blumenthal, which I'm not real wild about him getting up there with Vietnam Blumenthal.
Dunning, Dick.
They're wanting to do grants to states that enact them.
Oh, is that what their idea?
Because Marco Rubio
had entered a red flag bill in the Senate.
That's out of the Senate. Graham and Blumenthal are out of the Senate too. But
right,
The problem, I guess, then becomes: how are they going to incentivize people doing this in the states? Which states will say yes? Which states will say no? And if the states that don't say no, what happens to them? But here's the other thing I would like to know about the whole gist behind the red flag law, right? Is to diffuse a situation that they see with a person. But the way they go about doing it does not diffuse it. It inflames it, and then they leave the person out there on the street. Which the person, what's floating around in that little jug between his ears, that's the weapon.
That's always the weapon, and you're absolutely right. I mean, right now, as I said, the first first indication these people know about anything going on is when they get their guns taken. So then imagine that the target of one of these orders is in fact a danger to himself or to others. All of a sudden the police knock on the door, come in and walk off with all of his firearms. Is that going to make that person any more stable? I don't think so. So then what happens to that person if this person is truly a danger? What happens next? What sort of treatment, counseling, again, the devil is in the details of these things, and they're usually very deficient. And the idea of course, doing things about violent video games, that raises First Amendment issues. Involuntary confinement, that's scary in and of itself. You know, all these things present a lot of problems when you stop and think about the details of implementing them. And of course, nobody ever wants to do that, which is why the anti-gun left loves to mouth gun control, assault weapons ban, take the gun. That's easy. That's easy to say, and it's easy to pass a law and do. Of course, confiscating them is a whole other story.
We don't have time to get into this. I saw something that I want to talk to you about in the next segment, which is a admission of mine that I'm now going to admit to. But you know that. Do you think it's a bunch of people that are completely clueless as to what life is really like? Because of who they are and what they've done before, they've been in politics for this long, they get out there and think they have to do something, except everything that they've tried never works?
I think that's exactly the case.
Except for the leftists. They just want to be in charge. That's why they do it. The Republicans think they're trying to be, they're being, you know, good guys riding in. If you like to stay up on your news, well, then you need to go to thetruthaboutguns.com. That's where you will find updates just happening left and right. When they say breaking news, I mean it's minutes old. Truthaboutguns.com. Dan is the editor-in-chief. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hospital officials say two more people have died from injuries in Saturday's mass murder in El Paso, Texas, bringing the total to 22 dead in that domestic terrorist attack. Del Sol Medical Center CEO David Schimpf.
It is absolutely heartbreaking, and I'm terribly sorry to be able to share that two of the patients have ended up passing away. One elderly woman ended up passing away in the middle of the night, and another patient just recently passed away.
Doctors say they're doing what they can, but many patients showed up with serious gunshot wounds and other complications. Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow lost 767 points to close at 25,717. It was the worst day of the year. And Caesar Sayoc, the man convicted of sending pipe bombs to over a dozen prominent Democrats and members of the news media, was sentenced to 20 years in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking with Dan Zimmerman. Dan, I want to play a stupid game with you, okay?
Okay.
Let's pretend that the Chinese never opened the Pandora's box and never came out with gunpowder, and that Sam Colt didn't live, and Gaston Glock was just a figment of everybody's imagination. Let's make believe that we can find a world where there are no guns.
Okay.
So if man could learn to exist without conflict and crime and war and all these other things, would you be willing to give up any rights for that kind of tranquility?
That's a huge if, because, of course, we can't.
We're playing a stupid game here, though.
It is a stupid game. Yeah. Would I be willing to give up any rights? What right would I be giving up?
Well, I mean, the right to keep a bear arms.
Of course, there's right no guns, but that doesn't mean there aren't knives or other fun things.
Yeah, but there's no conflict. We're just walking around like we're in the Federation. You know, Khan doesn't exist in there either. It's just me, you, Kirk, and Spock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Walking around one of those futuristic tunics or something like that.
Yep. Happy, joy,
smiles
joy
on our faces.
Yep.
And
be well, Demolition Man world, that kind of world.
No, just, maybe that's just me, but I'm not willing to give up any of my rights. I like all of them, and I think they're all equally important.
See, here's the thing. Since that Pandora's box was thrown open, the politicians have no business telling us we can't defend ourselves, do they? They've already made very plain, Supreme Court's already made very plain that they don't have any overbearing obligation beyond keeping society at large law-abiding or trying to maintain law and order in society at large. So individually, we have no right to life. We have no right to anything, really, beyond the pursuit of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness and that kind of stuff. But according to the Supreme Court, not actually. So I just wonder sometimes, knowing I don't consider myself to be like a genius. Are you a genius? I mean, we're pretty smart. I know that, but are we geniuses?
I'm pretty sure no one would classify me as a genius.
So how is it that we know this stuff and these people that are supposed to be governing at the behest of the governed can't get out there and look at this and say, you know, no matter what we do, we can't stop this. So what we've got to figure out how to do is to mitigate. And we've got to try to do everything we can to keep this from occurring. We're going to have to open up mental hospitals again. We're going to have to actually have mental health. And we have to, you know, once somebody is dubbed mentally deficient, then we've got to design a way to treat them and get them back to where they're a full citizen. Why won't they do that, do you think?
Because I think people, first of all, there's a certain class of people who tend to run for office, and particularly high office, who believe that they know how people should live their lives and love to tell people how they should live their lives and live to do just that. They also are usually hopelessly out of touch with how real people actually do live their lives and go about their daily jobs, families, routines, and all that kind of thing. So little things like what you just mentioned and the hard work involved in fixing some of the problems of society, not putting Band-Aids on it, like passing a gun control law that's never done anything to protect anyone, but the hard work of, you know, dealing with people who are truly mentally ill and have serious emotional problems, those people can't seem to conceive of or deal with that level of complexity.
Well, all I know is this. If they, you know, red flag orders, if I was really a dangerous person, with red flag orders, I think they all seem to think that they don't, for some reason they don't, politicians never look at anything they propose and say, you know, later on down the road, this could be abused. How
no,
is that possible?
They don't. And if they, when they enact something that's really sweeping like that, they tend to also include carve-outs for themselves and their employees and their families,
sure,
so that they're not covered by them. Things like Obamacare and other things didn't apply to people within Congress or their employees because, God forbid, they should have to deal with that sort of a complexity or expense.
Right.
The rest of us, however, will have to deal with all that.
Well, if I was a really dangerous person and somebody comes at me with a red flag order and I find out who it is, right? The likelihood that, you know, maybe I was only considering homicide before. Now they've done got in my life. I haven't done anything yet. I may be slipping. I might be going, but they leave me out on the street. So if I were to find, like, I don't know. I think I saw some at Pier 1 Imports the other day. You know those old-fashioned heavy glass ashtrays that used to be everywhere?
Yeah.
Now, that would make a decent bludgeon, wouldn't it? I mean, if I go out and I get one of those, do you think if I'm beating somebody to death with the ashtray as I'm beating them, I could be like, hush, hush, don't fret. I'm not shooting you. That's what you wanted, right? You didn't want me to shoot you. Or you thought I was going to shoot something. Does that make me any less evil
if
I take the moral high ground and don't kill somebody by shooting them?
No, it doesn't make you any less dangerous either. Do you have a car? Do you have access to gasoline? Can you rent a truck?
Yeah.
You know, can you
That's trendy stuff, Dan. I'm going back in time with the glass ashtrays. I'm not doing the trendy stuff.
Just go into your toolbox and grab a hammer.
Yeah. Hey. What if I'm like an auto mechanic and they come and take my guns? I might decide to do a couple of, you know, I don't know, a couple of realignments there. So the thing that is beginning to infuriate me is that they don't see that they're on a slippery slope. They don't think they're on a slippery slope, and they don't know what to do. This is them saying, basically, we don't know what to do when they're looking at a red flag order. We don't know how to stop this. Well, look at Seattle. In Seattle, which is Kings County, 15% of 660,000 concealed carry holders have guns in Seattle. And they've had 6 homicides this year in Seattle. As anti-gun as they're trying to be, that specter of a concealed carrier is still out there. How is that not empirical evidence?
You would think. I'm sure they'd attribute that to their wonderful ammunition tax.
Oh, well.
Which has funded all kinds of anti-violence programs, I'm sure.
Yeah. So we're about to head into the next break. Dan, of course, is the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. And as the editor-in-chief in The Truth About Guns, he is overseeing a dissemination of information that is sort of unrivaled and very much on point. There's other places out there that I like to go as well, but Dan is all about the Second Amendment. There's no hunting, no outdoor stuff, just Second Amendment stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns, and we've been hashing on the politicians a little bit. So where would you like to go now, sir? What else that caught your eye? Do we want to talk about the three NRA board members? Yeah.
Well, we could. I was going to note also that in case you're looking for something to do Wednesday night, CNN will be holding another gun violence town hall.
With who?
Their little show trial after Parkland went so well.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, they won a Cronkite Award for that one. No telling. I don't know yet who their guests are going to be. I was thinking something along the lines of maybe Shannon Watts, Dianne Feinstein, Scott Peterson, Chris Murphy, Dick Blumenthal, Michael Bloomberg.
Maybe, they won't have Dana Lash kick around anymore.
Maybe Sheriff Scottish. No, she won't be there. In fact, that makes me wonder exactly who on the pro-gun side will be there
after that last display.
Who do you think would be insane enough to subject themselves to that kind of abuse?
I used to have a publicist, and I would ask, like, when I was working with Gun Owners of America, I would ask Larry Pratt why he would go.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, well, to give our side of the story. And that mm-hmm. was fine, except I went to some of those things, and you don't get a chance to present your side of the story. You get shouted down. I mean, you'll get asked the question, then they answer it for you. So I don't go to stuff like that. I don't participate in it. Okay, these people want to get out there and have a predetermined outcome. Enjoy. Talk about it amongst yourselves. That doesn't change anything. You want to do away with the Second Amendment? It's called the 28th Amendment. That's your problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be every bit as balanced and nuanced as the Parkland event was. And, you know, I thought Dana Lash handled herself extremely well there. But as you said, you don't get the chance to make your point uninterrupted in those situations. You get shouted down, the audience starts yelling. If that was Jake Tapper, this one would be handled by that noted and balanced journalist Chris Cuomo. Mm. So I'm sure that we'll see a lot more of the same.
Yeah, well, I hope they have a good time with that. They need to go out there and think about enforcing a few laws. They've got plenty of laws on the books. Why do we need another
law? We have no laws in this country.
Isn't it illegal to kill somebody with a gun already, or just to kill people, period?
Everything these two did was illegal. Except, of course, and here's the thing, President Trump got absolutely no credit today for anything he said. Immediately, and within literally seconds, the anti-gun left is taking to Twitter to pillory him for not calling the Senate back into session and voting on some of the bills that they've passed in the House, like universal background check. They keep shouting and screaming about universal background checks, but that won't do a single thing to stop any of these. If you look back at all of the mass shooters in this country over the last, within living memory,
yeah,
literally every single one of them bought their gun legally. They went to a gun store, they filled out a 4473, they underwent the FBI background check, the NICS check, and they passed.
Well,
and then they went and did whatever they did with their class.
And let's look at how they passed. I mean, like Aaron Alexis, the D.C. Naval Yard shooter, right? He had had one incident where he had like a blackout rage where he shot the tires out from under a car. Now, what would happen if me or you did that?
I would lose our gun rights.
Yeah. Another incident where he was angry at his neighbor, so he fired some shots through his ceiling, which just happened to be her floor, and they came up, what, between her feet or something. So they had two chances to have made him a prohibited person. They did not, and then he went out and was legally able to buy a shotgun.
No, or there was the Sutherland Springs shooter who was jailed for domestic abuse and all that, but it wasn't reported. Again, their problem, there's well-documented problems with the background check system itself. But that's not what they're interested in, although there was the whole fix NICS thing that was passed, and the president made sure to mention that today. But whatever the deficiencies of the NICS background check system, they want to make sure that everyone goes through it so that, you know, we don't have the dreaded gun show loophole. Name me one prominent shooter who ever got his firearm at a gun show. It just doesn't happen. All of these measures, they didn't buy them illegally. They didn't buy them on the street. They didn't go to a gun show. They bought them in stores. The only one who did do that is the Newtown shooter, who stole his gun from his mother, who bought her firearm legally, and then he murdered her with it before he went off and did the horrible things he did.
So
the question is, what is universal background check going to do? It's just a do something measure that supposedly will make all the moms in their red shirts feel good. Now, that won't satisfy them, because as soon as that's passed, then they'll move on to the next thing.
Well, that's already, but see, the thing is, that's code for a registry, because they've already, DOJ told Obama this would not work unless there was a gun registry. And that's where their problem is going to be. I think that's where their problem is going to be.
And some of the more honest gun grabbers on the left say the same thing. You read that in places like Vox and a few others. They say, look, assault weapons ban, none of these things are going to work. First of all, there's 400 million guns. There's probably more, but the term is 400 million guns in the country. Those guns aren't going anywhere. Vox had an article yesterday that we quoted today saying the only way to make a dent in any of this is to go out and confiscate guns and lots of them.
See, and when they talk about that, they don't see who's going to go do that.
Yeah, well, Ask Kamala Harris, because she's the one who she
well, but I mean,
yesterday over the weekend, that's exactly what she wants to see. She wants to see police going door to door, confiscating firearms.
Yeah, but the cops aren't going to do that. The cops are the ones they throw under the bus.
Of course, that's a pretty dangerous job.
Yeah,
as soon as they start doing that, people are going to start shooting back.
Yeah, and they're way outmanned. They are way outmanned.
Yeah.
I think there's one police officer for every 19,000 people in that state, local, and federal.
You want to see mass shooting, that's a surefire recipe for bringing them about very quickly.
Well, it would be en masse around a whole city area that would start something. Plus, we still got iPhones. So, you know, social media, all this other stuff. All the things that they're trying to kick us off of, that would be their undoing. So the fact pattern would emerge, but we'll see. We'll see what comes up. Right now, everybody's sort of jacked up and, you know, like in people really need to be looking at these areas where we're losing citizens wholesale if they want to look at this kind of stuff, because that's where the illegal guns are.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where people are getting guns illegally.
Yeah.
They're stealing them. They're selling them on the street. That's where we're losing dozens of people every week. Far more than we will ever lose in mass shootings. Every mass shooting is horrible, and
since the '50s and the true mass shootings, I don't think we've lost 300 people yet. But we'll have to look into that. We're about to run out of time, as usual, sir. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your day to be on the show. I do appreciate that.
Thanks for having me, sir. I appreciate it too.
Coming up next is going to be hour number three, and I'm going to lose my control. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.